This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Hey, Jeremy, I had so much fun yesterday just watching college basketball. From the time I got home until the time I couldn't hold my eyes open anymore. Maryland Terps getting things done last night as well. Joining us right now, head coach of those Terps, Kevin Willett. What's going on, Coach?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing well, man. I mean, you have to be happy with the start with your young freshman coming in, getting things done last night with 20 plus points and 20 rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, Derek is... I've been saying this for a while. I've been lucky enough to, we started recruiting him 3 years ago, and I've been telling everybody that, you know, he's just, he's a very special player in the fact that he just plays at his own pace. He understands the game. He sees the game. He has a great IQ. And last night, you know, to come out and get 22 and 20 in your freshman debut is pretty darn good.
And that's kind of what I want to ask you about. Like, he was courted by a lot of people because they realized what you realize, that this kid's a special talent. We talk about like Kansas and Houston and, you know, schools like that who are highly, highly ranked. How'd you pry him away from these other schools to come home?
Well, I think, you know, the great thing about Derek is, you know, he's a Baltimore kid. He loves his hometown. He's always really wanted to play at the University of Maryland, and he has a great support system. His mom is fantastic. He has a great AAU coach. And although he went to high school at Mount Vernon High School in Florida, you know, he always wanted to come back home and play for Maryland. So it was just a matter of, you know, making sure we recruit him hard, recruit him the right way, and obviously giving him an opportunity to do what he can do.
Hey, Coach, I want to ask you about Julian Reese and his growth and maybe the addition of Derek. Kind of they take pressure off each other this year. But what are you seeing from Julian?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jude's become such a great leader. I think the thing I'm so proud of Julian is, you know, Jude's only 21. So to be a senior in college and be 21 is a rarity these days. But his leadership, his maturity, his growth has been something really special to see because he's such a great young man. He came back for his senior year because one of the most important things to him was he wanted to graduate from the University of Maryland. So he's off to a great start. His leadership is great. He's one of those guys that, you know, I'm just lucky to coach.
Here with Kevin Willett, Coach, Maryland Terps. Coach, you've been open talking about the transfer portal and the money that's in the college game and how it changed the game. And is Maryland now in a position where you can compete with some of the bigger the money schools in terms of NILs and transfer portals?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, last year kind of hit us a little bit where, you know, I say this to everybody. We went from selling T-shirts, from kids selling T-shirts and hats at tailgates to guys making over $2 million a year in college basketball. So I have to give a lot of credit to Damon Evans and our administration and our alumni because they really stepped up this year and understood what the game was, where the game was going, and they wanted to be a big part of it. And We have a special group of alumni that really gave and gave us a chance to field a team that can be as good as anybody.
And how has that changed you, your opinion in recruiting freshmen?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that the fact that you're paying everybody, I think, you know, freshmen are still, you know, like I, there's nothing wrong with having a freshman that gets 22 and 20. our other freshman, Malachi Palmer, played great last night. I just think that the old days of loading up on classes of 4 to 5 freshmen and building it that way, we've changed dramatically. I think everyone in college basketball has changed just because you're now paying these young men, and you know you have to get return on your investment. And freshmen take a little bit of time. Most freshmen take a little bit of time to develop and to gain. So we've changed a little bit in the fact that we're probably only going to have two to three person classes.
Hey, Coach, one of the things we've talked about, the addition of the other teams in the Big Ten, how tough do you think this conference is now? I mean, you got a chance to see some of these teams last year, but how tough do you think it is now to win in the Big Ten?
Well, I tell you what's tough. I got home last night at 10:30 at night, and I had to watch USC versus somebody. and my wife asked me, she goes, why are you watching USC play Santa Clara or whoever it was? And I said, because I play them in a month. And so I watched them till about 1 o'clock in the morning. It's special. I think it's really cool. The players really enjoy it. I look at our football team, you know, they had a huge win against USC at home a couple weeks ago. We never would have had USC versus Maryland football. To get UCLA and USC at home this year for basketball, I think it's great for the fans. I think it's great for the kids. And I'm excited about it.
Well, I'm excited about your game on Friday night, Coach. As Mount St. Mary's comes into town, that game will be right here on 105.7 The Fan, as well as the Big Ten Network. Thanks a lot for your time, and good luck to you.
Thanks, guys. Always good being with you.
Thanks, Coach. Kevin Willett, University of Maryland, Terps head coach. He talked about that before, guys. That's why I asked him about it. How, and think about this, Jeremy. Let's say you got to pay a freshman $1 million to come in. Well, let's say $500,000. You don't want to pay that kind of money. How do you tell someone who's giving you that money to give a freshman that kind of money to sit and develop? And I think you're going to see more and more freshmen go to smaller schools, Division I schools, and then eventually transfer.
Well, yeah, and again, like, who was it? I think Brenda talked about playing the game. Like, you have to. If you don't, you get passed by. And that's what a lot of people were talking about Clemson in college football. It's like, why aren't you in the transfer portal? Why aren't you working with this, with the freshmen and the NIL deals? I mean, they're doing some of that, but there's a lot of things that you can do. The one thing about the Terps this year is, in my opinion, they should start off 8-0 and no worse, 7-1.
Yep.
It's, you know, they beat Manhattan last night. You get Mount St. Mary's, Florida A&M, Marquette, but it's at home, Canisius, and with all those games, the Terps haven't left home yet. And then they go to Villanova. They're a better team than Villanova, but it's their first road game on ESPN. I think that's a tough spot. Then you play Bucknell, who's routinely tough most years, but a team you should beat. And then Alcorn State before you get into Big Ten.
They're not at Villanova.
Well, they're on the road.
They're
in New Jersey, class. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
but New Jersey.
That's what I meant. They're on the road.
Yeah, so it's. I agree with you. 7-1. Will you put that one loss, maybe Marquette?
No, I was saying the road game against Villanova, because that's the first time they leave.
Marquette ranked 18th in the country, though.
Yeah, but again, you're at home. Like, this Terps team, in my mind, is going to be hovering around being ranked and in that top 25, maybe even better. I think that's where they should be most of the year. But we shall see.
So you like them. You think Derek Queen adds that much?
I think Derek Queen's legit, and I think you're going to see how much better Julian Reese gets by having another player alongside him that can play.
I think the one thing this team's been lacking for a long time is a real effective big man. Because we never seem to get past Purdue, because they always seem to have one.
Well, I saw they had a 7-foot white freshman. What, Purdue didn't call him?
Yeah, well, they always get him.
He's about Maryland has a 7-foot white freshman. Yeah. But, well, I think that guy be around for a while. Don't relax with Derek Queen, because he's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
As quickly as he got here, how fast he's going to go.
I mean, putting up 20-20 in your first game, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Invest in Braden Pierce. He may be around for a couple of years.
By the way, the Terps did not shoot the ball well from the outside, and that's something that they struggled with last year as well.
Think about this. They could put Pierce, Queen, and Reese in the game.
Yeah.
You can go 6'9". How big is Queen?
6'10".
You can go 6'9", 6'10", 7 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They got some size.
They got some size, man. I don't know how long it's going to be around, but they
Toronto
got
Toronto will look good last night, too. So
he's also 6'10", 245, not 210.
Yeah.
So it's he's not small.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Marlon Humphrey, he says don't always put the blame on the coaches. We'll talk about that at 9:30. But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, I got 74 cents. Where should I put it?
All right. Well, we'll get into it.
And I found a $5 bill.
No, keep the 72 cents. So here, we'll save that for a later date. Because today is, it's not one of the great nights to bet, in my opinion. There's, now I have a lot of games that I've looked at, leaned, and I'll tell you the plays coming up. But we have NHL, college basketball, and college football. NBA takes off on election day. So no NBA tonight, mm-hmm. which that's where I thought I'd be getting away from the election and watching that tonight. I'll probably be watching more college basketball. But got a handful of plays for you. We'll give them out next. I'll tell you how I did yesterday coming up here on The Fan.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
Mahomes will break huddle. Hunt in the backfield. Offset eye with Carson Steele. Three tight ends. Touchdown wins it. Mahomes under center. Gets the snap. Spins. Hunt got the block. Running over the right guard. Touchdown Chiefs. They win it in overtime. 30-24. And they go to 8-0.
Yeah, that one chapped my ass. Looking like an underplay all the way. And then you get all those touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and it goes to overtime. By that point, you'd already lost. But, you know, right thought process, wrong result, and it's not what you want to hear, but that's what happened last night. So, again, sometimes when you're looking at these games, some weird things happen. I really liked the Salukis early on. That was the noon game. I missed that. They battled back and forth. Foul trouble got both teams, but more the Salukis. They had, I think, three of their starting five. We're in foul trouble most of the second half, and then they pulled away, and Salukis end up losing the noon game. Then hit a couple things. I've been hot in the NBA. Called the two fastest paced games last night, going over Wizards game, and then of course the Bulls game. Bulls played the fastest pace in the league. Wizards played the second fastest. And by the way, watching the Wizards last night, I would say this, that it looks like they move the ball better. When the game starts, it looks like they've been coached up, and you're seeing the ball move, and they're getting good looks. And then the game goes on, and they forget about it. So they did play harder. They played tough last night, but they're still not good at all, and they might wind up winning that Cooper Flag sweepstakes when all is said and done. Some of the other things that happened, I did hit a couple college basketball games. Stanford handled business. I don't need to get into everything, but went 2-3 in my top plays. Look to bounce back tonight. So, where are we going? College football. I like Bowling Green. They're minus 14. In the other college football game, there's two tonight. Miami, Ohio, and Ball State. I like that to go under the 48. In the NHL, I think Toronto's a good play. Minus 145 on the road. Utah and Winnipeg under 6. Anaheim and Vancouver over 6. And I like Buffalo. Minus 110. It's a pick'em game. All the money's coming in on the other side. What did I tell you about this? I routinely go this route.
I know.
I'm taking Buffalo at home, and it's been, honestly, it's been very, very good to me. So I can't
Buffalo's
complain.
Been very, very good to me.
I mean, it's like picking when you have two bad teams or a halfway decent team against a bad team and they're on the road, and you see the money's all going to one side. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't I take the opposite? Yeah. It's a pick 'em. That's what I did. I picked one, the one that you didn't. So, Buffalo, I'll play the Sabres tonight. College basketball, three plays. I like North Texas minus the 13.5. I like Rice minus 5.5. I saw in some places it's gone to 6 and even 6.5. But I do like Rice today. And I like Washington and Cal Davis to go under the 145. My favorite plays today, it's not a schedule where I'm looking at it going, oh, I love this, love this, love this. It's a lot of like. I really like Bowling Green, minus the two touchdowns on the road. I really like Utah and Winnipeg to go under 6. And I really like Washington and Cal Davis to go under the 145. There you go.
There you have it. That was a quick one, man.
Yeah. Ain't much today, man.
Wow. No NBA.
With the NBA, we could have strung that out a little bit more and got in depth of what was going on. Mm-hmm. I could sit here and talk about yesterday's slate.
You're used to that, though, right?
What?
That was quick today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always get a gold medal. My wife gets the silver. And sometimes never a medal at all.
Yeah, you start at the same time. It's only fair.
It's not my fault you're taking forever.
You win. Baltimore, Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I have two questions. First question is David Ajabo and Adisi Isaac on and John Harbaugh's dog list in his doghouse? Because they've been like healthy scratches for a while, especially Adisi Isaac.
Well, do you? So I know Isaac was hurt in the beginning of the year, not knowing the situation now of what's going on behind the scenes, but I wouldn't sit here and say that like Ajabo's in the doghouse. He hasn't played all that well.
No.
He hasn't played like you thought he would.
I think sometimes we believe because there's certain expression and terms get thrown
Thank
out there.
You. I know.
And we stick with it all the time. Yeah. Doghouse. No, it's not doghouse. He's just not performing.
No.
It's not that I dislike you. Yeah. You didn't do anything wrong. Doghouse
implies,
right.
Yeah, I just don't like you, and I'm going to shun you, ostracize you. But that's not the case. If you're not playing well, you can't play.
I'm sure Harbaugh's cheering for him because he needs him. He's just not playing.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's like when those terms begin by start by somebody, they just keep rolling. They keep rolling. I don't know if it applies here with David Ajabo.
I mean, I could have said maybe it applies to Marcus Williams last week after some of the speculation went on with what was said, what happened.
But he may not have been in Harbaugh's doghouse.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that makes sense to me because of the rumors that are out there. So, anyway, doesn't matter. Doghouse, no doghouse. If he's not playing well enough.
Fishbowl, birdcage, whatever.
Fishbowl, birdcage, you know, those things.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think Ajabo is one of those guys that he could ever get it together, Jeremy. He could really help this team out.
But you know what? I hate saying this. I think he's the guy that's going to figure it out after he's left here. And it has nothing to do with this team. It's that curve of being, you know, you get what I'm saying, though. Like, are you going to, when he's up for contract, are you going to be able to pay him if he's playing up to snuff, you know? I don't see it.
We already had Rashawn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who's left?
Trippy.
Hey, hello.
Hello. What's up, man?
Hey, man, look, this is what I was thinking about David Ajabo, right? Although he haven't been performing, I think the Ravens just trying to save him for later in the season so he won't, in case an injury might happen. Now, hopefully we get another pass rusher. I don't know. Look, I got three guys I want, right? Give me my man Clowney back. I can't pronounce his name. The D from New York. Can y'all help me out? What's his name?
Oh, God. You're talking. We just said it earlier.
51, whatever. You know I need numbers. 51. And bring my man Calais Campbell back. I know some people say he old. You know why? Because one thing about Calais, right, he a champion, right? I mean, I don't know if he won a Super Bowl, but he basically like a champion. You feel me? He get him good vibes. You feel me? I feel like he can come back and rejuvenate the defense. But we gotta make a move on the pass.
Aziz Ojulari is who you're talking about, and they're saying that the Giants are asking for a fifth round pick for him.
Fifth?
Yeah, that's what the headline reads.
Now I'll say this though, Trippy. I don't think Jadeveon Clowney wants to leave.
I mean,
he wanted to go home. I mean, I heard that from family members. He wanted to go home.
I just, and again, it's his decision. I just don't get it. Like, you've played your whole career.
I do.
He's not that far from home being in Baltimore for, what, nine more weeks?
He's got a lot of things outside of football going on.
Okay.
A lot of things. And I think he is, like, doing that and playing football. And when he's close to that home base, it doesn't take as much time away from him.
Well, that's why I'm not criticizing him. I'm just saying I don't understand it because, you know, I think all of us, if we were in that same boat and they're like, hey, this team wants to trade for you. Not only do they want to trade for you, you were there last year. Unless he just didn't like it here or he just wants to be at home for all the reasons you're talking about. But again, I'm not faulting him. I just don't understand it.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 945, but on the other side, Marlon Humphrey blames the players for the defensive issues. I want to hear from you right here on The Fan.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. We're giving away Metallica tickets. That's right. Joe, you got that mic over there. Where is Metallica performing? Or did I just put you on the spot to something you don't have? Yes, I did.
It is May 20th, 2025 at formerly FedEx Field. It's Northwest Stadium now.
Oh, I did not know it's called Northwest Stadium. But 410-583-1057, caller number 5.
When did they change that, I wonder?
Recently, very recently.
FedEx stopped ponying up, huh?
It was like, I think it was 7:20 this morning.
Oh, because that whole, wasn't he part of the whole
Dan
Snyder regime? Yeah, the FedEx owner? I think he was part of the Dan Snyder regime.
Yeah.
Marlon Humphrey says, you know, what's going on is not always scheme and coaching with the defense. He says maybe the players ought to be blamed a little bit more.
Yeah, we felt like we should have lost. You know, I think that's what we talked about today. You know, it's we won the game, but we did not play well. I think especially the secondary alone, you know, it was, like I said, it was a lot of contested catches. But, you know, big plays, too many big plays. So we're hoping to try to limit the passing attack and get going. You know, we want to, that's the biggest thing. You know, we've been searching. I think it's been a really good response in our room of, you know, as Kyle Van Noy said, you know, he ain't finished last in nothing. So with that number being 32, that's not something we like. That's not something we want to be. And it's always a tough challenge, but, you know, I think we got the guys for the job, and we're going to keep working at it all the way up until game time, and then let it loose Thursday night.
And I find that refreshing.
Yeah, me too.
I find that refreshing because Marlon Humphrey is a talker. He's a trash talker. And he used that moment to say, you know what? It's not all about coaching all the time.
Yeah. Sometimes it's us. The guys are actually on the field. Absolutely. And it was, I got to say, it is refreshing because usually they'll say nothing. But to actually take some of the blame is very different.
Yeah, you know, like, again, hearing some of the, you can look at things as excuses or reasons why, you know, like people want to label it whatever they want. But this is something where it's interesting hearing a player talk about, hey, there's always going to be open players on the field. It's just a matter of whether or not you can find them in time before the pass rush gets there, whatever, before you make a mistake. And there's something to be said about a guy that's talking about it. Like they're hitting us at this percentage. So does it come back full circle where, like, the median's got to be somewhere in the middle? Maybe they are a middle-of-the-pack defense and not this bad in the secondary, and that's really all you need to make a run. You need a defense in the middle of the pack when the offense is this good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Jeremy,
you absolutely do.
I hear what he's saying, and we all know players and coaches in front of us say things that they think should be said. Do you believe 100% of what he just said? It's all players.
Yeah, because I think he's just being honest and telling us something, you know, kind of behind the scenes of what's going on. Like, Ken McCusick's probably one of the better guys to look at it and say, oh, this is what's happening because of how much film he's watching. But, like, in all honesty, we're not privy to that. We could sit here and say, even when we pointed a play on the field on a blown assignment, we're like, oh, it's this guy's fault. Well, it may not be. It may be that guy's fault. The same thing on interceptions. What if the receiver ran the wrong route? You know, like, there are times that these things happen. So, yeah, I buy into it. By the way, there was the Bengals just made a trade.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys saw this. This is only, by the way, this is one of the best things about this. This is only the second trade the Bengals have made in season since 1973.
Really?
The first one was 2020, Carlos Dunlap to the Seahawks for outside linebacker B.J. Finney and a seventh-round pick. This one is a seventh-round pick for Bears' Khalil Herbert, running back. Only reason I bring this up, they play the Bengals on Thursday night. It sounds like Zach Moss is out for the year.
Okay, fair enough. Now, going back to the whole thing with Marlon Humphrey didn't just allude to it not being coach. He went out of his way to defend his defensive coordinator.
I don't exactly know what's going on besides what kind of I get what I get told. My only social media is Instagram Live after victories. So I haven't seen a lot, but I do know there feel like there's been some chatter. And for me, as a player, as knowing what's going on, I hate seeing coaches get under scrutiny when it's the player's fault. You know, if I felt that there was, you know, this ain't being coached this way, right? This ain't being this. It's a little different, but it really sucks when the product we're putting out there isn't what we're being coached, isn't what we're practicing, and that's kind of what hurts me. You know, some of the plays I've given up, is that the coach's fault or did we practice it this week and then I got in the game and I didn't play it exactly how it was supposed to be and it results in a big play. And I hate how, you know, coaches get, you know, I hate how that goes, but that is the NFL. You know, it's the person over it kind of gets whatever, but it is kind of what it is. But I hate that just because, you know, when it's your fault sometimes while somebody's getting scrutinized, that's never a good thing.
So if that's the case, then a lot of players, they need to be replaced. If you're telling me that all the problems that we've seen with this defense have been the players, then a lot of these guys need to be replaced, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you're saying that, for sure. I mean, it sounds like that, you know, the coaches are not the problem, according to him.
And if that's the case, then, you know, why do you bring in a defensive consultant, Jeremy, if the problem is the players and not the coach?
Yeah. Again, like, we've been criticizing Zach Orr. I should say a collective the fan base. Like, what's he doing? What happened? Mike McDonald last year, you had the best defense. You won the Triple Crown, and now you can't even get a stop from your secondary. So, I like when a player steps up and says, look, the coach is taking the lion's share of the blame and he's going to get beat up through the media because, again, we're not privy to a lot of information.
Of course.
But I like him standing up for his coach, whether you like John Harbaugh or not.
410-583-1057. I think he's more standing up for Zach Orr.
Well, fair enough.
I mean, not that he doesn't. He wouldn't defend John Harbaugh. I think in this case, it's more about Orr.
I think you're right. It's Orr because Orr's getting the criticism. Nobody's talking about Harbaugh right now. People are all thinking.
But we really haven't heard Zach Orr talk to the media. Like, Harbaugh talks to the media every week.
And Joe said the questions was specifically about Orr.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brian in Owings Mills. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? I know it's a little late to do the shovel, man, but I got to give my dad a shovel, man. You got to give Lamar Jackson. He deserved the perfect, you know, plus A, man.
What's up with Preston?
Yeah,
his
man.
Dad.
He be too many of them beans, man. That's what it is at them cookouts. Sometimes it makes your brain not think too well, you know. If you listen to Mike, hey, man, I messed up. I got to give him A plus. He was perfect. And then did Centurion Brown and say that our center was good? Like, are you kidding me? Like, one game he couldn't even snap the ball on the ground. It wasn't even wet out. Like, stuff like what he had, stick him on his hands or something? Come on. You can't do that, Mike. I'm sorry. And then so far as Humphreys, you know, I like him, but he's a weird dude that puts ketchup on corn. No, what Mr. Miyagi say, there's no such thing as bad student, only bad teachers. And those teachers up at the castle, and we all know who it is, Harbaugh, he sucks. But y'all have a good day, guys.
Thanks, man.
You have a good day, too. Did Mr. Miyagi really say that? I don't remember that Mr. Miyagi line. There's no such thing as bad students, only bad teachers.
Yeah, he did.
I don't remember that line.
In the first one, when he was talking about Cobra Kai.
Is that what he was trying
That's what everything's taught in life.
Catch the flies with a chopstick?
Was that? Yeah, that was part one.
I love that movie. I love the first one better than all of them. Yeah. I like them all. I love the first one better.
First one's always better, except for The Godfather.
The one with Jaden Smith?
No. You thought The Godfather 2 was better than 1?
No. I think it was equal.
Most people do. A lot of people do. I think Godfather 1 is better than 2.
Yeah, I think they're equal. Because so many sequels just suck.
Nobody agrees on anything except Godfather 3 was absolute trash.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Hey, let's write a film about incest. Awesome.
Like, I was uncomfortable.
It's just crazy.
Totally uncomfortable.
How do you hit it out of the park in 1 and 2 and it's like, guess what? I've got an idea for 3 that's going to blow your socks off. We're going to make a movie about incest.
Eric in Cecil County.
Yeah, how you guys doing, man?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. I just got a question to ask you guys. I think today is the deadline, if I'm not mistaken, to make a trade. What do you think the chances of the Ravens getting a defensive end or a pass rusher? Because I hate to see this great offense go to waste, because they're really going to need a pass rusher around playoff time.
I think it sounds nice, but I don't know what the chances are, really. I would have to know what the asking prices are.
The only thing we know is that Eric DaCosta and that group are on the phone, and they're doing their due diligence to get something done. Whether it comes to fruition or not, it's not up to us. You got to have the right dance partner, and we don't know what teams are asking for. You guys consider and say, they got to make a move for Max Crosby. Do you want to give up 2 first-round picks or a first and multiple mid-round picks, or whatever it's going to cost to get him?
Joe in Woodbury. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, man. Y'all talk so intelligent sometimes. I just got to chime in on it. I'm sitting here thinking about how when Roquan and his fellow teammate walked off without doing an interview. Now, I know you guys hold each other accountable for what y'all supposed to do. The players do, too. And you know, man, if it's 11 people on the team and you know somebody not doing their job, you may go up to them and say something. It may cause dissension, but I don't think they go to the coach. They say, look, coach, get this fool up out of here. Because he ain't doing it. They don't do that. They just bite their tongues. And but Marlon just said it. His players on the team don't need to be on the team. In other words, that's my understanding. He did say that, or y'all deciphered it to mean that. Because you just said it, Rob. It's the players. They don't need to be on this team. They know that.
But keep it to Joe. I said if that's the case. And now I said it tongue-in-cheek because I don't believe what Marlon Humphrey is saying. So what I said was tongue-in-cheek. I don't believe all those mistakes of just players. No way. Guys not knowing where they are. So guys who knew where they were supposed to be last year now don't know where they're supposed to be. Stop. I'm not believing that. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
I'm a mom to 8 dolls. Okay, you hear that?
I heard.
Dolls.
Dolls.
Real doll?
No, not even those. Those even look more alive than these dolls. I'll show you the picture of the dolls. And I know there's some people that have these weird fascinations, and like we've talked about people falling in love with inanimate objects. Easier for me to say. Eminem. This story, though, the cosplay lover had originally wanted to use the doll as a prop, but began to feel attached to her. So she breastfeeds these dolls.
Hmm.
How?
How is that possible?
How? Over the last year, Kelly has grown her collection to 8 and says she has spent around $2,000 on them. She used to breastfeed the younger dolls, but now she bottle feeds them. I mean, they're older. You can't just do that for the rest of their lives. Are you kidding me? Making milk from flour and water. Kelly, a content creator from Long Island. Just shoot her into the damn sun. What are we doing here? I've been wanting to be a mom since I was 8. Then have sex, lady, and you can be one. I got attached to her as if she was an adopted child. Suddenly, I was spending clothes for her and a bed. They are comforting. I'm living my truth of the life I want as if I was a mom. Guess what, Kelly? You can go on vacation, and you don't have to find a babysitter for your dolls, because they're dolls, not kids. She said, I have a routine. I make them breakfast and get them all dressed. Are they all members of the Clean Play Club, too? Do they eat everything all gone, like good boys and girls? I mean, come on. What is this? This is the world we live in? You got the damn vote today?
And if you make fun of her, you'll probably be canceled.
I'm not done yet. She puts movies on for them. We're nearly done with a Disney marathon. Well, let me ask them how they enjoyed it. Why aren't they talking? They're not real, lady. What's wrong with you?
And that's the encore for the day.
And the encore brought to you by Lion's Den. Explore without limits. Embrace your curiosity.
Let's go out to the Timonium and get Bob. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how's everybody doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Hey, I want to take a minute to talk about our mutual friend, Jeremy Todd. I want to say a year or so ago, he was talking about, you know, he's a big Orioles fan, but he said he never really had a football team that he could root for, or that he did root for, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he rooted for the Ravens, but I think he's finally become a full-fledged Ravens fan. I listened to Monday's show, and he was going on about Lamar and Zay Flowers, and he was even talking about Patrick Picard and running back and how well everybody. It sounded like he was having multiple orgasms throughout the whole studio there, Rob. So.
Well, it was a tough cleanup yesterday, so.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What'd you learn today, Ed Norris?
Well, I'm fascinated with stupid college football names. I just find there's so many.
You mean the Hilltoppers for Manhattan?
Blue Hens, the Stetson Hatters, despite the fact that Stetson's not in the West, it's in Florida. Like, they don't wear Stetsons.
Florida.
Wichita State Shockers. How'd you like to give somebody a shocker?
Oh.
Yeah. So I was wondering where Southern Illinois at Carbondale got the Salukis from, because if you've ever seen a Saluki, those dogs are the least terrifying animals in the world. Yeah. They look like they fought glitter. I mean, they're just like, you know, long, soft ears and long face. Apparently, because that region of Illinois is called Little Egypt. That's an Egyptian dog. So there you go. Okay. Name still sucks, but fine. It's fine.
A couple of national days today. Today is National Love Your Red Hair Day, if you have red hair.
I like other people's red hair.
I do, too. I do, too. The day is also National Donut Day. Did I know that? Are they giving out free donuts today, Joe? I didn't know it was National Donut Day.
Donuts are delicious.
Couple of birthdays in sports. Today would have been Bill Walton's birthday. Alvin Gentry turns 70 years old today. Bubba Watson turns 46 today. Nick Folk turns 40 today. And Odell Beckham Jr. turns 32 today.
BDM. That's it?
Yeah, 32.
Damn.
Johnny Damon and Jerry Stackhouse. Johnny Damon and Jerry Stackhouse share birthday. Who's older, Ed? Former MLB player, Johnny Damon. Yeah.
I got this one.
Stackhouse.
Stackhouse is older? Okay.
Stackhouse.
Stackhouse. Joseph.
Stackhouse.
Jerry Stackhouse today turns 50. Johnny Damon turns 51.
Yeah, you guys, you idiots.
You fixed it. I was going to say Damon until Ed said Stackhouse.
I was going Damon all the way.
I thought Damon was actually a lot older.
I was like, I can't be right. I can't be Damon. I got to go Stackhouse. Yeah, sure enough.
All right. Well, I asked a German girl for a number, and I'm still waiting for the rest of the digits. So far, all I got was 9. I just got stung by a jellyfish. Quick pee on it. That's what my wife said. So I started peeing on the jellyfish. That's for stinging my wife, you bastard. All right. A couple more here. Did you know that Dr. Frankenstein was very athletic? He was a bodybuilder. What do you call a bra in Holland? Stop him from flopping. I asked the surgeon if I could administer my own anesthesia. He said, go ahead, knock yourself out. I used to be addicted to the hokey pokey, but then I turned myself around.
And last one.
This is so bad.
They're finally making a documentary about the world's most famous clocks. It's about time. That's it.
Stop them for flop them. Oh, that might be my favorite one.
God.
Maybe ever. Oh, my God. Lots of college basketball tonight. No NBA.
Hockey tonight, too, though.
Yeah, hockey as well.
Full slate in the NHL.
No NBA tonight. They want you to get out and vote. And they don't want to, I guess, empty arenas because people are voting. I don't know.
This was a big push by the league, and they were trying to do this thing, vote, vote, vote.
Mm-hmm. They did it the last time.
I know, but that's why they're not playing, because they're if you're going to champion the cause to get people out there and vote, why would you take people away from, you know what I mean?
Because the games are played at night.
I get it, but this is what they've done.
Games start at 7:30.
What time do the polls close?
Still open.
Maryland, they close at 8.
Yeah.
So if you're not registered, you can register and vote in the same day in Maryland. So if you're not and you want to go vote, you can do that today.
Well, you can vote in Maryland if you're not even from here or an American citizen or registered.
That's not all right. You know what? We're not doing this. We have 25 seconds.
I don't discuss it.
Can we do the Larry
Hanium next? Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.